Welcome back to Answers from Habakkuk. We've been talking about the prophet Habakkuk and looking at the concerns that he raised in his day and seeing where there might be comparisons to concerns that the ordinary serious-minded believer today would have with the life that we face. In the book of Habakkuk, we read that Habakkuk was very, very concerned. He came with a cry unto God about what was happening. And so we want to see how that might be similar and what we might gain for our own learning and our own answers to dealing with life today. But I want to take a few minutes this morning to talk about how we need to understand Habakkuk. Habakkuk was a prophet to the nation of Israel, a prophet of God, and he spoke during a very troubled time for God's revelation to his people. The nation of Israel was originally, of course, made up of 12 tribes, but following Solomon, that was split, and so that you have 10 northern tribes, which became the nation of Israel, and 2 southern tribes, the nation of Judah. The nation of Israel, much earlier, turned away from God, began to be completely idolatrous in its worship unto false gods, and God raised up the nation of Assyria and destroyed the nation of Israel. And the prophecy of Habakkuk becomes in between the time that Israel was destroyed and the nation of Judah is yet going to be eventually destroyed by Babylon. So it's in the midst of that situation where Judah at this point had watched and understood what happened to the nation of Israel. They had turned away from God, and God brought his wrath upon them. You would think that they would have learned a lesson from that, but they did not. But even more important to understand here that this is, of course, part of God's revelation. So that God is more and more revealing his plan of revelation through taking his people into captivity eventually, bringing them back, and then preparing them for the new covenant with the coming of Christ as the mediator. So there are aspects about the prophecy of Habakkuk that we need to be careful about and not draw the same sort of corollary comparisons to what we see today. And yet, there is something to be learned there. God is no longer continually giving new revelation. We have all the revelation. But yet from Habakkuk, as we continue to look at the book of Habakkuk, and in fact, I would invite you, if you are following this series of Answers from Habakkuk, go to the prophet Habakkuk, read it, become familiar with it, read it through several times. There's tremendous things happening there, and we will look at them in terms of how God deals with sin and how God uses his enemies to carry out his purpose, and then how God uses and raises up and keeps his people. So keep that in mind as we work our way through the book of Habakkuk, that there is a unique prophecy there in terms of the overall revelation of God's plan of salvation. But there certainly is a great deal to be learned and applied to our situation today.